This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Vox Radamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, she's an activated supermom, Jacqueline Toberoff. And he has the top five songs on iTunes, but no record contract. Oliver Anthony returns to the spotlight. We'll also dig into Assignment Desk Weekend. And now, from Times Square, often referred to as the mugshot capital of the world, here's Zach Kevin.
Hey, whoa. I didn't approve that line for Times Square. I'm going to have Tom Harris all over me now. And what is that? That's not a New York mugshot. That says Fulton County, Georgia on it. I've never been arrested in Fulton County, Georgia. I can't believe you guys. You're out of control tonight. Here we go. Assignment Desk Weekend. Let's do it. Welcome to Assignment Desk Weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough. Here's a look at what is going on. President Biden had a sad end to his vacation week yesterday. Pictured here standing by the curb, just realizing he's missed the afternoon good neighbor ice cream truck as it drove by. But he was also booed when out eating in public on vacation in Lake Tahoe this week. He and the First Lady are reportedly paying fair market price to rent billionaire Tom Steyer's $18 million mansion. Locals in the Lake Tahoe area found his visit over to Maui and back, where he told the untrue story of how a fire supposedly almost took his wife and his Corvette and his cat. Officials there say it burned a little bit in the kitchen. But they found that untrue story of nearly losing all these things just a little bit tin-eared. Not to worry. Once he got back, he knew. Tomorrow, the ice cream truck will return. In an odd exercise for headline writing, one scribe over at Fox News claimed a brand new poll showed a stunning closing of the gap between a certain candidate and Donald Trump. And when we say closing the gap, what the person really means is that one Iowa poll that featured 400 people sometime after the debate was over found that President Trump still maintained an enormous lead, 41-21%. Other polls don't reflect anything nearly this close. In fact, the latest interactive series of polls show that Trump is at 62% with that same candidate who's, quote, closing the gap at 9%. That's following the debate from Wednesday. Close. Bad at math, but close. After his stunning performance at this week's debate, Washington outsider Vivek Ramaswamy had political reporters wondering aloud if he might not have earned himself a shot at the vice president's position in a President Trump campaign. Ramaswamy has repeatedly called for things like the criminal indictments against 45 to be dropped. He also eagerly raised his hand first when asked by the debate moderators who would pardon President Trump if they were elected. After the new angry Mike Pence version of the former vice president began to snark about Ramaswamy's lack of government experience, the 38-year-old also showed he could hold his own by simply asking the former vice president, "Would you like some help putting the gas in your car, sir?" The Justice Department is suing SpaceX, the space exploration company owned by one Elon Musk. They are saying the company's hiring standards exhibited discrimination against two groups of people when hiring, specifically refugees and asylum seekers. So, refugees and asylum seekers, neither of which are permanent residents or even citizens of the United States. Musk replied on social media that his company had been told repeatedly when beginning operations that they were not allowed to hire non-citizens in their workforce. In fact, he was even banned from hiring fellow Canadians. By the way, you know who else isn't allowed to hire refugees or asylum seekers or non-citizens of any form in their operations? The Justice Department. And finally, the Trump mugshot has created quite a stir to round out the week. Joe Biden, you know, the senator from Delaware, evidently forgetting his opposition to Mr. Trump in the current presidential cycle, saw the mugshot and called him a good-looking guy. MSNBC's Joy Reid thought it so fashionable that she decided to try 45's hairstyle. The mugshot made its way to foreign newsprint, and the entire day on Thursday, or Friday, it was the cover of most of the British papers. The Babylon Bee had its typical fun with it. Even former Never-Trumper Ben Shapiro called it iconic. The baseball bat version over the shoulder showed up as well, very popular, as well as the wanted poster, you know, for president. But this was the one that Assignment Desk Weekend loved the most. It just simply says what we feel at Assignment Desk Weekend, that the American people stand behind the man who is being put through these phony charges. And we're grateful that he's there standing with the American people, who he fights for every day. Godspeed, President Trump. And that's Assignment Desk Weekend.
Work until the break of 4:45, I get an automatic raise, and I can't be fine, must wait till age 57. Till I can retire with an inflation-adjusted pension that continuously keeps going higher. Oh, it's a damn shame what the world's come to. They want us back in the office on Mondays, too. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is. Oh, it is. Not living in the real world. It's a lot harder than you'd know. Sure, I got dental, but it's bad I go mental, 'cause I had to fill out both of these forms. I also see price hikes on necessities. I had to purchase my rental in Ocean City. Please don't tell anyone. It's so embarrassing, the plight of rich man, north of rich man. My whole life away, 'cause this verification code is taking all day. How do you expect me to check my 401k? Plus my fudge round supplier no longer takes Apple Pay. Oh, it's a damn shame what the world's come to. It takes one person to do my job, so we have to. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Not living in the real world is a lot harder than you'd know. Sure, I got health care, but I get an in-depth scare. Only weeks left to open and roll. New guy plays with his pen. He just sits there and snaps. How am I to get in on my 2 p.m. naps? They want us back now on Tuesdays. I just might collapse. The plight of rich man, north of rich man. We're just like you.
Well, you know, you've hit the big time when not only have you got the five top songs on iTunes and you don't even have a recording contract, but now you've been added to the world of parody. Oliver Anthony's Rich Men North of Richmond, but kind of a Washington insider scandalous version of the whole thing. Anyway, we will have Oliver back in the music spotlight later this hour. He's going to join us with his second number one. He just wants to go home. But coming up next, Jacqueline Toberoff is back with us. And a little bit later on, a quick report on something that's going on that I'm greatly concerned about with our friends at Christian Solidarity International. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you here. Coming right back from New York.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is making her follow-up appearance this year in 2023 on the Kevin McCullough Show, and we are so grateful to have Jacqueline Toberoff with us specifically to discuss the debate that went down this week. A lot of people, as I've already made mention, have viewed what happened on the stage from a fairly different kind of lens, and I think a lot of the time it has kind of depended upon the stage of life, where people are at, and what they're looking for by way of the next president. And I think that Jacqueline is going to contribute to that conversation. Jacqueline, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So this week you had the eight also-rans on Fox News, and you had Trump on Tucker on X, which sounds completely bad, but Tucker on X, formerly known as Twitter, versus the Fox News channel. And on a given night, Jacqueline, Fox will average 2.5 million people from 7 to 11 p.m. And at that spot, they're killing MSNBC. They're murdering CNN with that number every night. But let's say they had 5, 6, 7 times the number of their average audience. There's still only the 10 to 14 million viewers for the debate night, and that would be a huge audience for them, and they would be celebrating, and they should. That's a lot of audience. But President Trump went on Tucker's show on the X social media platform and walked away with, the last time I checked, nearly 200 million views. That's more people than all of the viewers of all of the debates in the 2020 cycle. You're a mom. You live in Manhattan. You're a conservative in a liberal city. How did he come across?
So I watched both. I watched the Trump and Tucker interview, and I watched the Fox. And I have to say, the clear winner of Fox to me was Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm 45. I'm a divorced mom of two. To me, he came off clearly as the most intelligent. He was the most authentic. If we're just discussing style, it seemed like he knew it by heart just because he feels it. He's lived it. He's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. He knew what he was talking about. But moreover, he was able to relay it to people that aren't in business, that don't own businesses. I think his delivery is just the best. He comes across as authentic, like he's not reading from a teleprompter, like he's not a Chris Christie, a boring, vengeful politician. He comes across as someone who knows what the hell he's talking about and has a track record.
So let's talk about that for a second, because as a single mom who's raising children that you want to try to pass a value system onto, and you're doing it in a city that largely opposes your values, and you write about this, by the way, in your columns regularly, and if you're not reading Jacqueline, I would encourage you to do that. Her book, by the way, is Supermoms Activated. It just came out, and it's 12 moms profiled in America that are really making headway on the values that particularly moms value and that they want to pass on to their children and that they want the society to be shaped by. But in terms of the perspective that you had on that, a lot of the things that Vivek advocated for fall right in line with the policies that Donald Trump had when he was president, that he's claiming he will make the kind of cornerstones of his new presidency. And Vivek went into areas to campaign like the inner city, south side of Chicago, other neighborhoods that are very, very tough that Republicans don't go to. Do you think that he is the kind of prototype of what the Republican message, the conservative message, will look like in the next 14 months?
Yeah, you bring me to the next point. Vivek won that debate. The winner was Donald Trump. I mean, Vivek's points were great. They're largely Donald Trump's points. And Donald Trump has the massive lead. I will be voting for Donald Trump, and I think it's time in 2023 that the public tunes out the media. When they say suburban moms don't like Donald Trump or this or that, number one, I don't believe it. I don't think suburban moms like the illegals. I don't think suburban moms like the drugs. I don't think suburban moms want the refugees from New York City coming and changing their schools, their quality of life. I think suburban moms have had it. And I think we need to stop voting with emotion. The left is amazing at messaging. A MAGA, you know, a MAGA extremist. What is a MAGA extremist? That is a Make America Great Again. That's an extremist to want that. I mean, this is crazy. We need to start voting for policy and stop voting on emotion.
You mentioned the idea that moms care about all these issues. One of the things that happened in 2022 that not a lot of people noticed, I did, I talked about it, and we're going to have more moms on the show soon to talk about it. But the local school board and school board policies are shaping, I think, a big portion of this election in ways that nobody's tracking, particularly when it comes to gender ideology in schools and required inclusion of diversity, equity, and inclusion, required CRT elements, those types of things. Did you hear anything, see anything from the debate or Trump's appearance this week that tells you that they have a better handle on that than the Democrats do?
I think Trump and Vivek have been very strong on this. Again, it's very similar. They are anti-CRT. They have both discussed disbanding the teachers union, which has to happen. They have both discussed the federal government's intrusion on the state's rights vis-a-vis education. They have both embraced parental rights. Vivek, last night, he was very clear. The strongest form of governance is from the nuclear family. No one should be telling parents how to raise their kids. This is central to anyone on the right that is going to win. Chris Christie had a major misstep over the summer. He said that he thinks, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, if a parent agrees, a minor, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years old should be able to transition. Have you seen what some of these parents are doing lately? I mean, we have moms arrested for feeding their kids fentanyl. Should they be making that decision? So, again, Vivek and Trump and DeSantis have been very strong on pro-parental rights. That's it. There are 85 million moms in America, and we have had it, quite frankly.
Well, and that's why you wrote your book, Super Moms Activated. When we come back from this break, we're going to break down some of what that mom voter profile looks like. What are they fighting for, and why are they fighting so hard? Why do they feel so desperate in this hour to fight as hard as they do? You know, moms happen to be the busiest people on the planet, and yet a lot of them are, you know, creating even more time in their schedule to take on these fights at the local level. And whether it's a school board, whether it is citywide policy that's impacting how their family is able to survive in this day, and even down to economic policy, national security policy, moms are starting to not only be informed, but very, very concerned about the direction that the country is headed. We will continue with one of those super moms, Jacqueline Toberoff, on the other side of this message. I'm Kevin McCullough, live from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Three people are dead after a shooting at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida, Saturday afternoon. The sheriff says the white shooter left behind a manifesto showing a racial motivation. Boston's mayor is condemning a shooting that injured seven people during a parade Saturday morning. Police say two people are under arrest. Bob Barker is being remembered as the most popular game show host of all time. He passed away Saturday at his home in Los Angeles at the age of 99. The 60th anniversary March on Washington is drawing thousands to the nation's capital. Civil rights groups are marking Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic 1963 march with a rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Forecasters say Franklin has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane in the Atlantic. It's expected to begin impacting Bermuda by Sunday night. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you were watching, you know that on the stage of the debate this week, Nikki Haley stood there and quoted Margaret Thatcher saying, if you want a man to talk about a problem, assign it to him. If you want someone to do something about the problem, give it to a mom. And while Nikki Haley is not leading the presidential pack, I think that was a line that struck home with a lot of moms across the country. Jacqueline Toberoff is the author of the new book, Super Moms Activated. You wrote this book to do what? To inspire whom? To get what message out?
First, I wrote this book as a timestamp. It takes place between 2020, which is COVID, BLM, which ushered in CRT, and then it leads up to the primaries in 2022, the tectonic shift of mothers activating who had never been politically active before and really changing the trajectory of America. It was the revival. I wrote it because I knew the Biden administration and the teachers union, which are tied to each other, would look to erase this moment in time. And they have. This book, Supermoms Activated, is actually more relevant now as we lead up to other elections here in New York City. We're about to have in November city council elections. And more super moms have been created. Why is that? New York City Mayor Adams has ceded Randall's Island. He has given it to illegals. Randall's Island is the largest amount of soccer turf space. And New York City kids, unlike suburban kids, this is all they have. And he's taken it away from them. He has created more supermoms. Why are moms so important? Well, we created, as you know, I was on here another time and I discussed it, Moms for Lee. And while Lee Zeldin lost to Kathy Hochul, the Democrat and independent moms that I helped unite as part of this coalition for Moms for Lee helped win us the majority. Democrat moms, independent moms, they have had it too. And to your earlier question, it was CRT. That was the death knell. CRT is a form of Marxism, critical race theory. We were told it doesn't exist. Then we were told it does exist. Then we were told we're racists, conspiracy theorists, whatever. We are sick of it. We want merit-based education. We do not want Marxism, and we do not want politics in our schools.
To that degree, Vivek Ramaswamy this week in the debate said he's all for burning the Board of Education to the ground at the federal level. A lot of people hear that kind of talk, and old school people think, well, what would we do without, you know, government overseeing education? The younger generation doesn't seem to be all that fascinated with governmental institutions, and he suggested even taking all the money that would save in the federal budget and return it back to parents so that they could have educational options like charter schools, like vouchers to pick the type of school that you would like your child to go to. Is that the kind of message that's going to win these moms in the 2024 cycle?
It is a very complex situation. The mothers in my book, they attack woke ideology from 12 different angles, which is one reason to get this book. But some of them believe in doing just that, in disbanding the teachers union. Others believe in school choice. I try to, as far as writing my book, I try to stay out of it and really focus on the 12 moms. My personal position is the following. There is no such thing as school choice as long as we have private schools acting as public schools, which they now are. They've opted into accreditation. The teachers unions have to go. Federal intrusion into the state's business has to stop. And yes, put the money back into the taxpayers' hands.
That sounds a lot like Vivek's position, that's going back to my very first point in this conversation. I think that people are listening to candidates in this cycle with different filters and different ears than they have in election cycles past. And I don't think that the kind of old school political catchphrases, you know, my experience and I have fought for, you know, I think all of that goes out the window. I think people are trying to say, we're dying here. Give me the truth of what you're going to do and tell me nothing but that truth. And I think that some people got attention because Vivek Ramaswamy actually performed that way in the debate when all the others seem to be a little more of the old school brand. Jacqueline, where can people get Supermoms Activated?
Please go to Amazon. It's online only. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Supermoms Activated, 12 profiles of hero moms leading the American revival. It provides a blueprint for you to get involved. There is so much bad stuff coming in schools this September. This is for any taxpayer because we are funding our demise, which is the big educational system. So please buy this book and fight back against a fixed market that the teachers union and the Biden administration is putting on us by mandating books by perverts.
Yeah. All right. Jacqueline Toberoff, thank you, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
We're coming back from New York City. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest is someone who's no stranger to the Kevin McCullough radio and now television audiences. In fact, just recently he visited with us to give us some good news about what the United Nations had done by way of an important organization that I care very much about, Christian Solidarity International. But this visit, not surrounding as good of news, and it's a pleasure to welcome back Dr. Joel Veldkamp from Christian Solidarity. Hello, Joel.
Hi, Kevin. It's good to be here.
I'm just hearing wind of this through some of the headlines on the Salem News Channel, but the there is an uprising going on in Pakistan. Two Christian men have been accused of desecrating the Quran, and there is widespread violence in the aftermath of this. Do we have any handle of actual facts of what happened?
Yeah, we know that yesterday morning a mob of several hundred, if not more than 1,000 Muslims attacked a Christian neighborhood in a city called Faisalabad, and 2,500 Christians lost their homes. They're terrified. They can't go back. It's not safe for them. Many homes were burned down. At least 8 churches were burned, I believe, and it was equal opportunity. You know, the Catholic Church was burned, the Salvation Army Church was burned, the Anglican Church was burned. It was just an outpouring of anti-Christian hatred, motivated, like you said, apparently by an accusation that Christians have desecrated the Quran.
Do they have full Sharia, what they would consider full Sharia law in effect in Pakistan?
Not to the same extent as like Iran or Saudi Arabia, but it is part of the judicial system. And we see that reflected in laws like the one that makes it a capital offense to insult the Prophet Muhammad.
Or what do we know about the specifics of the circumstances that these two men are accused of?
Any number of things could have happened here. We've seen in the past there was a case where a young Christian girl with Down syndrome, a local Muslim leader in the community, wanted her family's land. So he burned the Quran himself and stuck it in her pockets and then accused her, right? So it's this atmosphere of like total terror where this could happen to any Christian at any moment. And I doubt we'll ever know what exactly set this mob off, but it could have been anything.
The aftermath is, and I just saw an update, 9 churches burned to the ground, homes for 2,500 people. What does the government say about this type of thing? Obviously, they're not interested in equal protection. Do the global governments have anything to say about this?
I haven't seen any meaningful statements from other countries. Ironically, just today, Secretary of State Tony Blinken from the U.S. congratulated Pakistan's new prime minister on his new job. Didn't make any remarks, as far as I could tell, about this huge pogrom against Christians in Pakistan. The statements from the Pakistani government are more interesting. They condemn the violence, and they have arrested a lot of the rioters. But the local police said they're also looking for the 2 Christian men who were accused. Like, so they're also being hunted by the police. The victims, in a sense, also have to hide from the police.
If they've arrested the rioters, is there a chance that some degree of justice will be meted out here?
No. Sorry to be so blunt, but probably they'll be let go, or maybe they'll make a show of a few individuals. But the fundamentally unjust part of the system here is that Christians can be accused of blasphemy at any time, and then the full weight of society and the legal system comes crashing down on them, and there's almost no protection.
Do we know if anybody has died in the violence at this point?
Not that we know of. We think everyone got out in time, which is a blessing.
Are there any faith organizations that are speaking out on this? I'm assuming Christian Solidarity International will release some sort of statement about it, but are there any church denominations? Is there anybody coming to the aid of these Christians?
Yeah, I mean, CSI is already providing aid to the Christians who were displaced during this violence through our local partners. The Bishop of Pakistan had a very eloquent statement, and I thought it was very courageous on his part, because it's not always so easy to speak freely as a Christian in Pakistan about attacks on Christians in Pakistan. I'm sure we'll see other statements in the coming days. But certainly these people need a lot of solidarity. They need support from their brothers and sisters in free countries like the U.S. and in Europe. So our mission at CSI is to make sure they get that support.
Is there any sign that that the violence will continue?
We never know. That's kind of the terrifying thing. The last 24 hours or so have been calm, I would say. But this could flare up again. If the police step too far in arresting perpetrators, or if some local religious leader decides he wants to make a big deal out of this, he could flame it up again. We noticed in a lot of the videos of the attack that the attackers were chanting slogans for a particular Islamist political party in Pakistan, and this party is kind of a newcomer on the scene, and they're trying to make a splash. So it could be that someone in this political party wants the violence to continue.
Is that particular party more radical than some of the older groups that are established?
Yes. Yes. It's called the Tahrik-e-Tahrik, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Extremists tend to compete with each other to see who can be more extreme.
What is some of the aid that Christian Solidarity is assisting with?
So far, we've been distributing cash to the families that have been displaced. Again, this just happened less than 24 hours ago, so we need our local partners to do an assessment, find out where these people are, where they've been displaced to, and what they need in those places. I can well imagine.
It'll probably be the usual housing, food, water,
medical treatment.
Medical stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, emergency.
Well, friends, you know, I strongly support what Christian Solidarity does globally. I think that they are the tip of the spear in terms of the fighting back against persecution, particularly for people that are persecuted for their faith. And if you want to make a gift, 888-342-1010, you can make that call right now, 888-342-1010. Be as generous as you can and just let them know you want it to help and assist the believers in Pakistan. You can also go to csi-usa.org and make a gift there as well. That is also effective. Joel Veldkamp, Dr. Joel Veldkamp, thank you for your time today. We appreciate the update.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you. God bless your listeners.
You got it. 888-342-1010, friends. 888-342-1010 or csi-usa.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, on a week in which we saw the first president mugshot, why not have the number one artist be from the backwoods of Kentucky? Once again, Oliver Anthony.
If it won't pour my whole dogs and good Lord, They'd have me strung up in the psych ward, 'cause every day living in this new world, one too many days to me, son, we're on the brink of the next world war, and I don't think nobody's praying no more, and I ain't saying I know it for sure. I'm just down on my knees begging the Lord to take me home. Say, I wanna go home. Now four generations farming the ground, grandson sells to a man out of town, and 2 weeks later trees go down. Only got concrete growing around, and I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I don't know which road to go. Been so long. I just know I didn't used to wake up feeling this way. For my old dogs and the good Lord, they'd have me strung up in the psych ward.
Oliver Anthony rounding out Radio Night Live for this week. Very interesting when you think about it. What unusual times we live in. A man who has no recording contract has the top five songs in the country right now. And our former president has been arrested and given a mugshot. And we're supposed to believe that there's not politics being played with his arrest and the future of our country and everything else. That's why, friend, we have to be here. And you have to come back. And we have to work together to save this country. And we're committed to it every single Saturday night. Thank you to all the new stations that have been picking us up. We will talk to you again next week right here on That Kevin Show.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.